The thrust of our work, I should say first, has been mostly in the teaching of skills, the teaching, testing and developing of skills in young athletes. We've developed a set of criteria which draws heavily on the work of Terry Orlick, that we call the PCDEs, the Psychological Characteristics of Developing Excellence. And that was really where we sort of came in sort of the mid-90s in terms of saying, this is what someone needs to get them to the top. As we then started to extend that into looking at the talent development environment, or the TDE, we spotted that a lot of the talent systems, especially in the UK and elsewhere where there were lots of resources, were focused very much on what might call a professional setting, whereby you removed all the challenges. I think you guys might refer to that as snowplow parents, certainly. Remove all the challenges from the path of the young developing athlete, enabling her or him to focus on the challenges of the sport. And what we actually recognized was that seemed to be a pretty counterproductive approach. So we came back with this idea, which we published in late 20s, that looked at the rocky road to success. For a catchy title, we went, Why Talent Needs Trauma. And since then, that's been a big thrust of our research. Okay, if you're a super champ and I'm a champ, we might both encounter some challenges around, say, the growth spurt, around 13, 14. It's how well I cope with them, but more importantly, how well I learn from that and enhance my skills and my confidence that I take into the next challenge. Does that make sense? So it's not the incidence of challenge, it's what I get out of it, what I learn from it, and therefore what I bring to the next challenge, because of course any pathway is a series of challenges, that is the distinguishing characteristic, the biggest distinguishing characteristic between the super champs and the champs.